This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the sounds of Jimi Hendrix in Woodstock. This was Rootstock, Las Vegas Boulevard. Thousands of people, hundreds of cars, maybe more than that. Why am I describing it? Wayne Allen Root's there. He's on the ground. Wayne, tell me, talk to me. What's happening?
You know, our estimate is that if there was a sea of cars, there had to be 1,000 or more. We think about 5,000 to 8,000 people. One of my buddies estimated 6,000, 7,000. It's unbelievable. And they're all driving by now. I've stopped in front of the Grant Sawyer building, and there's all kinds of camera crews and people taking photos from all the news media. And we don't have a rally at the end. I guess they all thought there'd be a rally at the end, but I'm not doing a rally because I didn't want to violate, you know, social distancing and all that stuff. I wanted this to be a real clean, hygienic event, the safest protest ever. And that's what we turned it into. Nobody ever had a chance to make anybody sick. And I feel really good about that. And it's just been an amazing crowd. Thank all of you. You're all the finest people. If you're listening right now, which I know you are, in your cars, because we're miles long on the Vegas Strip, miles long. And so half at least have not even gotten here yet. And once you get to the Grant Sawyer building, we're not having a rally. So I'm just waving in my car to everybody as you drive by to thank everybody. And it's time to go home. We made our point. We made our point that we want to get back to work. And you got to open up the Nevada economy.
So, you know, I've lived there before, too, Wayne, and there's usually thousands and thousands of cars on Las Vegas Boulevard on an afternoon on a Friday. It would take you an hour to go a couple of blocks. Now, it was amazing to me to see how the other side of the road was completely empty. You guys were packed. You know, you had all these cars behind you, but there was nothing on the other side. It was kind of sad to see that the economy is completely at a standstill.
Yeah, the Vegas Strip is empty except for us. We've taken over the Vegas Strip today.
Right.
I'm standing outside my car now saying goodbye to everyone and thanking them. I'm waving to every single person to thank them for coming. Great people, salt of the earth, and every one of us wants to get back to work. You know what I find amazing, Lee, more than anything else, is that thank you so very much. God bless you. Thank you. What's really amazing is that the people that are ordering us to stay home, and it's no big deal. Hey, you could do it at a month or two of income. Good night. Thank you. God bless you. The people that are ordering us to stay home are all government employees and politicians and government bureaucrats who all get paid. They're getting their paycheck. We're not getting ours. They think it's no big deal. Do you remember when we closed government for 2 weeks back, I don't know, must have been a year ago that we closed the government, and it was a shutdown in Washington, D.C.? And do you remember how hysterical the government employees were?
Sure.
They weren't getting paid? Well, guess what? We're not getting paid. And they think it's no big deal because they're getting a paycheck. Well, guess what? Back then, they knew they would get paid back. Every one of them knew that when the shutdown was over, the federal government shutdown, they knew they would get all their money and then some. And they also know they get pensions for the rest of their lives. The people that are in my rally, you're talking about 6,000 or 8,000 people with no voice. No one's speaking for them. No one's speaking for the fact that they've been shut down. They have no income. They're waiting for a $1,200 check that may never come. We don't know if any checks are coming. And if they do come, you think $1,200 is going to pay the mortgage, the rent, your kids' college? You've got to be kidding me.
No.
So I'm speaking for the average man or woman, and I don't think any politicians, they're all tone deaf. Hey, quote me. President Trump's even tone deaf a little bit, okay? He's better than any politician I've ever seen for the middle class. That's not saying much. On a scale of 1 to 10, the rest of them are 0, and he's like at 3 or 4. I want someone who's at 10, who's tuned in to the average man or woman, the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. And that's where I am, and these are my people. And they're not getting paid, and they don't know how they're going to survive, Lee. They have no idea how they're going to survive. It's a bad situation.
it's a double loss too, Wayne, because like you had just said, you know, you're talking about trillions of dollars that we're going to owe down the road, and really nobody is going to get ahead with $1,000 here, $1,000 there. You got your guest now, Dan Rodimer. Is that, how do you say that, Chris?
Dan Rodimer
is with us.
Thank you.
Dan, how are you? You're on with Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, Wayne, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Dan, you're on with Wayne Root and Lee Elsie all the way to the East Coast. You hear the beeping. I'm standing outside my car here at the Grant Sawyer Federal Building, thanking every person who participated. Dan, can you believe we had about 8,000 people? 8,000 people, 1,000-plus cars. We filled the premier outlet shopping center. It was the traffic jam of all time. And we filled the Vegas Strip for miles. For miles. Thank you. God bless you. It's amazing. How you doing,
man? That's amazing. That's great, Wayne. And you know what? We need to open Nevada back up. People want to go back to work, brother. Let's get our small businesses open.
We got to go back to work, Dan. That's what you've got to fight for. When we send you to Washington, I want to make sure you put us back to work. And I want to make sure that President Trump hears that message. Because President Trump is letting us down a little bit, just a little bit. He's got to understand that it's not the doctors that matter. Thank you, Steve. It's not the doctors that matter, right? It's not the Dr. Fauci that matter. They're getting their big checks. These are your voters, Dan. 8,000 strong, and they're not getting paid. And they don't know how their next meal's being paid for. These are the salt and earth people of Las Vegas, Nevada. And you're going to represent them. So you got to stick with my theme here, baby.
Hey, Wayne, the fact is we need to get it back open. Even if we got to get a gradual start, but Sisolak won't even tell us what phase one is. He won't even give us a date for phase one. The people
I know.
Need to get back. People need to put food on the table, and we need to get our small businesses open, Wayne. And you know what? We need real data and real statistics. Straight from Sisolak. The people want to know, or you know what? He's going to be out a lot sooner, and hopefully he is.
All right, Dan, it was great to hear from you. How's the campaign going? Where are you right now?
Hey, buddy, we're rocking, man. We're up in Reno right now. We're doing fundraising. We're bringing in more and more money, and we're killing it, buddy. And,
all right, good.
So everybody go on www.danrodimer.com, and let's win this
game
back.
Thank you, Dan. God bless you.
God bless
you, brother. Can you take it home? Hey, Lee, can you take it over for me? I got to do a TV interview.
Sure, you got it. You got it. No problem. Wayne Allen Root live on the Strip. And, again, that sounded like that guy. What was the guy who had the, their prices are so low, it's insane. Forget that guy. That must be an East Coast thing. All right, as you know, if you're just tuning in and you're sort of kind of catching the last part of that, Wayne is live on the Strip, Las Vegas Strip, with thousands of cars. They're estimating maybe upwards of 6,000-7,000 people taking part in this very peaceful, you want to call it a protest, you want to call it a caravan, but they drove pretty much up the entire strip. I'm actually watching, there's still people right now, I'm watching the live video footage on a Las Vegas traffic cam, which is pretty incredible. I think what's going on is some of these folks have, you know, completed their journey and they're turning around and doing it again. So you're seeing a lot of these cars with flags and Trump banners and all that goes along with that. So it's really pretty amazing and remarkable to see folks get together with a like cause. I just want to echo something that Wayne was talking about as far as the stimulus and the $1,200 that we're all supposed to get. I didn't get any money yet. I don't know about you. I think I saw a story or an article in I think it was the Times, where it broke down, depending on how much money you made last year, will depend upon when you get your check. If you made almost nothing, you get it right away, and then it sort of slowly increases over time. So eventually, if you're making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 here, maybe you'll get your check at the end of May or in the middle of May or whatever. But by then, I mean, not a lot of people have a lot of money saved, right? We've gone over this before. Some folks have less than one paycheck saved. It's just the way this world is. They haven't, you know, been able to accumulate any money for their savings. So what are they doing right now? How are they getting by? They're having to go to maybe food, either like a food bank, or who knows? I mean, maybe they're going to relatives to borrow money, or I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they're just going without, and we're getting to that point now where folks, hardworking people, need to go back to work. But on the flip side of that, and I always talk about this, big picture, you're talking about trillions of dollars, right? Multiple trillions of dollars. And this is phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four. Again, I'm an old man, right? I'm 50-ish. So by the time I decide to put my feet up on the big leather recliner, it's going to be the responsibility of your kids and your kids' kids to pay this stuff off. $30 trillion to me, I'm not going to pay this back. But somebody is. Somebody's going to be responsible for that money. It's not just going to disappear. So if you want to keep adding to this debt, it's going to come back and burn us in the rear end when it's all said and done. That's got to be part of this equation. People have to try to sit down and figure that out. That has to be put into sort of the bottom line. And I think a lot of times folks sort of forget that. They're like, oh, well, we'll just print more money. People need it, so we'll just print it. And I even think, like Wayne was talking about, Trump is sort of buying into that a little bit. And I get it. People need it. I'm thinking, though, maybe, you know, the mistake that they made is maybe instead of trying to figure out a way to funnel money to all these different small businesses, right, which maybe seemed like a good idea at the time, maybe the best way to do this was just to give every single taxpaying person, if this is what you wanted to do, just give them a certain amount of cash, right? Even if you're a business owner, instead of trying to keep people on a payroll, okay, instead of doing that, maybe just give everybody $4,000, $3,000, something. Listen, I'm not saying I'm an advocate for that, but it would have been simpler. Right now, we got chaos in the streets when it comes to your unemployment. Nobody knows whether or not they're qualified for some of these loans. Nobody knows what the hell's going on. So there's a huge problem with all of that. All right. My name is Lee Elsie, Wayne Allen Root, live on the Strip. He is hanging out, talking, loving, smooching. I don't think he's doing any of that. I shouldn't say that. He's just waving. He's in the car. That's right. He's in the car. What am I talking about? He's waving. He's social distancing. All right. I'm going to take a break. I'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Whoops. I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron. Abundant, powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Live from the greatest city in the world. I'm telling you, I love it. My favorite city. This is Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root is live on the Las Vegas Strip. My name is Lee Elsie. I get the honor Tuesdays and Thursdays for the first hour of the program to warm you all up before Wayne takes over. And again, he is taking over in a big way, taking over the entire Las Vegas Strip with thousands of folks driving on the Strip, like a caravan from start to finish, all with Trump signs and supporters of Donald Trump, but they all want to go back to work. So it was pretty remarkable sight. And I got a chance not only to talk to Wayne as it was happening, but watch it live stream on some of these neat webcams that they have set up all over Las Vegas, which I will now be hooked on. I love this city, so I'm like going to be watching these 24 hours a day. All right, so I just received some news. A couple of folks have sent me this. Pennsylvania removes 200 deaths from the state coronavirus count as questions mount about reporting processes and accuracy. We had the same thing happen here in my home state of Connecticut. There are some questions. When people die, they're automatic. If they have coronavirus, they're automatically counting it as a COVID-19 death. That is inflating the numbers. How much? Don't know. 200 in Pennsylvania. Does that change things? Well, it changes things a little bit. As far as finances go, I think these states receive a certain amount of money depending upon how many people die. Now, that being said, the idea is you still want to report as accurate as you can, but bottom line is you got to get this thing right. But we still got to be a little bit nervous about that. We got the guest?
Yeah, we are going to Sam Peters, who is a Republican candidate for the 4th Congressional District in Nevada. I know, Nevada. Sorry, Sam. I still get yelled at for how I pronounce the state's name. So we are going to go to Sam right now, and I'm going to let you and Lee talk. I'm going to try to get Wayne back on the line so we can all have some fun here. Sam, Lee, hey, Sam.
Sam, how are you, man? Sam, my name is Lee Elsie. I used to live out in Vegas. Love the town. Where is the 4th? Just give me a quick synopsis where the 4th is.
Yeah. On the west side of town is everything north of Summerlin Parkway. On the east side of town, everything north of Lake Mead Boulevard.
I got to ask you.
All the way up through the rural. No, you're good. Go ahead.
No, I want to ask you, because something that I was thinking about. Now, one of the most difficult businesses to go back to work at has got to be the casino. What are you thinking as far as getting people? Because we all want to get everybody back to work, but you're handling the chips, you're close contact, all of the machines. What's the idea to get people back to work as far as that goes?
Well, it's interesting you ask. I'm sitting out here on Las Vegas Boulevard in front of the Venetian. Beautiful, beautiful strip. Thousands and thousands of people out here that are here for that very reason, to exercise their civil liberties and tell the governor to get us back to work. To your question, getting us back, getting the casinos back open, every business in this state and every business across the country deals in risk. That's what they do. We wake up as individual citizens every day and we face risk in life. It's going to happen. We have to be able to get back and get our life back. More specific, how do we get the casinos open? We have to have the responsibility on the people going to the casino and the casino owners themselves.
Right.
This absolute shutdown and just, you know, shutting down a $5 trillion economy for what we're seeing is just atrocious and it needs to end.
You know, eventually it's going to come down to this. This is what we've been talking about for a while. You're going to have to take responsibility of your own life. And if you want to go to the casino, you go to the casino. If you want to go to the store, you go to the store. You take your own precautions. And you got to go. We got to move forward that way, right?
Yeah, and absolutely. And the initial response to this really woke people up and put it on the talking. You know, you have to wash your hands. You have to use hand sanitizer. You have to have a little bit of distance. If you're in the group that's at most at risk, you don't go play craps at the casino. You just don't.
Right.
You know, those type of things, individual responsibility. But the reality of it is, this is America. We have got to be able to exercise our free will that God gave us. It's incredible what's happened, and we need to go back to a new normalcy. I mean, again, this is on everybody's mind. It's dangerous. Our hearts go out, obviously, to those people who are sick and the people that were victims to this. It's unfortunate, and we don't wish bad on anybody. But again, if we don't open, it's going to be bad for a lot more.
Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress, 4th District out in Nevada. Sam, what's your website, folks, and go check you out?
SamPeters4Congress.com. And again, I'm on here at Las Vegas Boulevard. If you're around me right now and listening in, honk your horns. Let me know you're out there. Thanks again, guys. Thanks for having me.
What are you in front of real quick? What casino?
I'm right in front of the Palazzo right now. And my hat's off to the Metro Police Department sitting right next to me.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. Have a great night. And again, good luck. Down
right
the road.
On, brother.
All right, man. We're live. Las Vegas Strip. I love this. I would do this every day like this. Oh, man. Live on the Strip? Does it get any better than that? I don't think so. All right, we got to take a break. Roll through the bottom of the hour. I know, it's great, man. I miss Vegas. I'm not going to lie to you. Megan Barth will join us in the next hour. It's going to be awesome. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Stocks are closing higher on Wall Street after approval of a new fiscal stimulus bill. The Dow gained 260 points to end the week at 23,775. The president says the latest stimulus package that was signed by him today will directly help small businesses.
Today I signed the Paycheck Protection Program and Health Care Enhancement Act, providing $320 billion to keep American workers on the payroll. $30 billion of the Paycheck Protection Funds will be reserved for small financial institutions, including those that serve minority and distressed communities, extending vital relief to thousands of African American and Hispanic American small business owners and their employees.
The president also said that 18 states are now showing a decline in the number of positive tests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
So we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is live on the Las Vegas Strip. Thousands of people came out to his rally. Thousands of people drove down the strip with him. Wayne, talk to me.
Yes,
how are you? So you got a special guest on the phone. Victoria Seaman, a Las Vegas City Councilor, is here.
Hello,
Victoria.
Victoria,
one of my favorite politicians in the world. I can't say that about too many people. Hey, Victoria, welcome to the show.
So I'm getting people texting. I'm out bike riding in Henderson, and I'm getting people sending me pictures, all kinds of pictures about how many thousands of people are out there with you. And I'm sorry that I missed it. I mean, I love that people are exercising their constitutional rights in their cars, social distancing. Nothing wrong with that. I think it's great.
It's great. Thousands of people, and I just stopped my car in front of the Grant Sawyer building where the governor's offices are, and every one of our caravan people is driving by, and I'm saying thank you to every single one of them. I'm outside with my fiance, Cindy, who you know, and we're waving to every one of them and thanking every one of them and telling them God bless you for being a part of something so special. I got the greatest fans in the world. Las Vegas has the greatest people in the world, salt of the earth.
It is a great city, and if there's thousands of people there, I'm guessing they come from all over the USA, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, we have the Trump bus that came in from Phoenix, Arizona. We have the Trump-wrapped Lamborghini that came all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He drove 19 hours to get here, and lots of people told me they came from Lake Havasu in Phoenix. So the word has gotten out. I couldn't speak to 8,000 people, but the few I spoke to, mostly Las Vegas, but quite a few others as well. It's a great experience. The point is, Victoria, we all want to get back to work. We need to get back to work.
Yes, it's true. We do. We need to get back to work, and people, they need to put food on the table. We have to do it safe. We need a plan that's concise, and hopefully the governor's putting that plan together. And like President Trump's plan, the three-step, and yes, this is what people want to do. We get told every single day. People just can't get their unemployment. They can't get food on the table. It's just sad.
I'll tell you what bothers me, and I know what the disconnect is, Victoria. The government employees and the politicians and the government bureaucrats are getting their paycheck while they tell us that we should just sit around and not get paid and it'll all be okay. You know, when the government employees were locked out, the federal employees in Washington, D.C., 2 years ago in December, they were losing their minds because they weren't getting paid for 2 weeks. We haven't been paid for 6 weeks, and they're telling us, trust us, it'll all be okay. We can't trust them. We got to get back to work, but we got to do it cautiously, carefully, with masks and spacing and social distancing and gloves and all the guidelines that are followed by a supermarket or a Costco or even a CVS. Why can't every small business do it the same way they do it?
You're absolutely right, because you are going into those other stores, and they're all big corporations, and the only people that are losing are the small businesses. So let them open up and practice the directive of social distancing. I agree, because those are the folks that aren't coming back if we don't allow them to open up soon.
And Victoria Seaman is the Las Vegas City, or a Las Vegas City Councilor. And Victoria, we got to grab another guest, but I thank you very much for joining us, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye, Victoria.
We got to go to business manager, Laborers Union 872 Wayne. Tommy White is with us.
My man, Tommy.
How are you?
Tommy. Hey, Tommy, it's Wayne Root and Lee Elsie. How are you, man?
I'm pretty good. You got a big
storm. Do you have reports of how many people we got out here?
From what I understand, you got close to about 8,000.
That's right. It's wild, man. Everybody wants to work, and I know your boys and your girls want to work too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're very fortunate in the construction industry that we were able to continue work. But, you know, they also have family members that are out of work. And, you know, they need to get back to work. And in order for us to keep Las Vegas going, we have to have a plan, and we need to implement that plan as soon as possible.
Hey, Tommy, can I ask you a quick question? It's like a ripple effect. You know, you're a construction guy, but there's all these peripherals that feed into the construction industry. Have you guys seen a slowdown because those folks aren't working?
Well, I haven't seen a slowdown really in construction, but I know it's coming.
Right.
So if we don't put the hotels back on board, back on bringing tourists back in.
We lost
we lose Tommy?
No, Tommy, we lost Tommy, but Chris is going to get him back.
We'll get him back.
Yeah, now, I was curious as whether or not, you know, some of the sort of the things that feed into the construction industry, if those guys are out of work, you know, who knows?
Lee, I was on the phone with Tommy earlier this morning, and I said, you know, even if your guys are working now, this is a ripple effect. The economy's been destroyed,
right,
and businesses aren't going to come back. Somewhere down the line, 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, you're going to feel it. And that's the problem. There's nobody that is going to be immune from this. Ironically, as we talk about immune disorders and a disease that affects the immune system, there's no one that's going to be immune from how terrible this stoppage of the economy is. And I feel bad for all these construction workers because they don't know what's coming at them. Right now they're working, but a year from now, if this is a Great Depression, they may not be.
Tommy's back. Tommy, go ahead. You finish that thought you had, Tom.
So, you know, here's what happens with us out there. So we do a lot of remodels on a lot of the businesses on the Strip. We do a lot of remodels in a lot of the hotels. Now, if the hotels aren't back online and we don't have tourists coming to town, our construction industry is going to slow down. Not in a year, not in 2 years, but in 6 months. So the ripple effect is actually going to start a lot sooner than what you think, Wayne, for us, if we don't get our people back to help our residents here back to work.
Exactly. This is going to affect everybody. And, you know, I made some comments on the air over the last couple of days. I want to make sure that all Tommy's workers, steel workers, construction workers, every one of them knows I have total solidarity with them. I love your guys and gals. I think you guys are the heart of America. The construction workers, the truckers. I said that we were doing construction work in Vegas. Why can't every small business open? And I think some of your workers might have got the impression that I was saying, well, why don't we shut down the construction sites? No! I'm saying everybody else should be open just like the construction sites are open. Let's have the same respect for every worker in Las Vegas, in Nevada, and in the United States of America. If the construction workers can work under all the guidelines and the protocols to keep them safe, I think the rest of us can do the exact same thing. I'm on the team. You're on the team. Let's get everybody working.
You know, Wayne, what we need to do, the same thing like we did out on construction sites, is we need to use a little common sense and be a little responsible ourselves. Right? So, if it's called for wearing a mask, let's wear a mask. If we want to go into a restaurant and the restaurant holds 50, cut it down to 25, you know, let 25 tables get filled in there. We have to have a little responsibility ourselves on this, and we have to stay compliant, and we need to get our small businesses back online.
That's it. I'm with you. For the moment, you guys are working. Let's hope it stays that way. We got to get the governor to open up the economy. Have you had any conversations with Governor Sisolak about when the economy might open, Tommy?
Well, I believe their plan is to get Las Vegas up and going by the 15th of May. If we were told what the plan is, you know, right now we never get told the plan. We kind of see a news conference, we see a press conference. We never get told really what the plan's going to be. So if we're following what I'm seeing, we're going to be able to get back online by the 15th. Now, probably not everything's going to have to open up at 100%. We'll probably start at 30%, then move up to 40%. But we have to gradually open up some of our smaller businesses. Why can't people go and make appointments for haircuts and then show up, on time, put a little 10-minute in between so we can disinfect the area and get another person in there? You know, I mean, our community can only eat out at so many fast food restaurants before we're all going to wind up having heart attacks and weakness.
Well, you know, that's my argument, Tommy, is that stress causes cancer, stress causes heart disease, stress causes strokes, and the stress that the working folks of Las Vegas and America are under could kill somebody over the next 5 years, whether it's suicide, depression, drug addiction, alcoholism, opioid addiction, no matter what it is, there's going to be a lot of sick people in this country because not earning money for your family is enough to give someone a major death-defying disease. So I think the deaths we're worried about with coronavirus, and we all need to be worried, it's a very contagious disease, but the deaths in the future from shutting down the economy could be much worse.
Tommy,
we definitely have to pay attention to that.
Tommy, listen, we got to run. The music's playing. Thank you very much. Tommy White, Business Manager for Laborers Union, Local 872. Wayne, we'll take a timeout. We'll check back in with you. Megan Barth joins you next. We'll do that live on the Strip. That's where Wayne Allen Root is right now, live on the Las Vegas Strip. They just had an amazing protest rally. Thousands of cars, thousands of people up and down the Strip. Pretty remarkable. Right now, I'm looking at a live video footage feed, and it's kind of sad. There's not a lot of folks on the road. An hour ago, it was packed. It was mobbed. Amazing. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com joins us next. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease.
Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is live on the strip, waving and getting horns honked at him, and he's having a grand old time doing that again, fresh off this awesome rally right down the strip. And that leaves me and the great, the one and only great Megan Barth, who I've talked to a number of times before, ReaganDave.com and MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Lee. How are you? I'm in Las Vegas, by the way, but I couldn't join the party today, the caravan, the protest, the parade, whatever you want to call it, because I'm fortunately one person that retained her day job. So I'm just about to go off the clock.
I'm 22 million people out of work. I know.
Yes.
We both sit here. We're talking off the air briefly about, you know, we're going to work every day. I'm going to work every day. You're going to work every day. We're lucky. We don't realize how lucky we are, right?
Right, and I actually heard that might be up to 26 million, but we're in the mid-20s, and, you know, if we get to, you know, over 30, we are looking at, you know, Great Depression type of numbers in comparison. And, you know, the virus in, the Tommy virus in Nevada here has only claimed, has only claimed 150 to 160 lives total. Now, of course, no one wants to see that many people, of course, die. However, the flu would be just the regular flu. It's usually just as lethal. And what the governor has done here in Nevada, much like the governors in all blue states, is completely put their jackboot on the necks of small business. And Nevada is much bigger than the Strip. But to put it in perspective for you, this is a trillion-dollar industry, the Strip, for Nevadans. As well as, you know, we've got a lot of little poker bars and casino bars that make hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue a month, if not more, in gambling revenue as well as liquor revenue. They're closed down. So this is affecting our state. We just got word today that, Governor Sisolak may or may not extend it till June 1. And that would be, we went into lockdown March 16th. And we cannot afford this. This will literally, this virus, the 160 deaths, have put our state into financial insolvency.
So I'm with you, but I'm going to be devil's advocate here. I'm going to ask you a question because you're living right there in Las Vegas, the gambling capital of the world. And, you know, without gambling, the city really doesn't move. I mean, it does move in a certain way, but, I mean, gambling is a feeding force. You know, with the chips being handled, folks up close, six, seven people at a blackjack table, how are they going to handle that, Megan, in your mind, if they can get these people back in there? What are they going to do?
Well, yeah, crap table, blackjack table, the bars in and of themselves are gaming bars, so, you know, you're seated, you know, within a chair's distance.
Right.
You know, there is a lot of, look, I think when the data comes out, we are going to see that there are a lot more of us who have been exposed to this virus, who have antibodies to this virus, and we
Agreed.
Should be allowed to go out.
Yeah.
If you want to get tested and see, or if you are in a state that should be quarantined due to the spikes in virus or even flu season, you know, in a normal flu season, if it was SARS or MERS or what have you, people that had pre-existing immunity deficiencies would normally not go out. They would normally not go to crowded places because of their condition. This is a virus. It's like any other virus. Meaning that there is no cure. We can come up with a vaccine, but you still might get the virus, okay? It just supposedly poses itself as more contagious
right.
than other viruses. But what we're seeing, too, outside of the antibody group, what we're seeing is that many people have had it and survived more than have passed.
You know, the bottom line, I think, in the end, we're going to jump through all these hoops, and rightfully so. I think people were scared. A lot of people are dying. There's 50,000 across the country, so there's something to be said about that. But in the end, Megan, it's going to come down to your personal decision. Do you want to go to the casino?
Correct.
That's it. It's going to come down to that, right?
I will take that risk. And the casinos, in and of themselves, will ensure that, you know, the breaks when the bartenders or when the blackjack dealers or the floor dealers take their breaks, their hand sanitizer, they're washing their hands. You know, maybe some of them will mask for a while. Maybe masks will be an option. Masks are always an option. But let's look at the numbers, Lee, really quick. 50,000 people in the entire United States. There's 330,000 people. 75% of that number comes from New York City.
Right.
And the whole entire country is shut down. When 75% of the deaths are coming from New York City. And there's also a lot of questions surrounding the number of deaths. Because I sat in on a Centers for Disease Control, CDC conference call where there were supposed to be doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals. And literally, if you suspect that the person died of COVID without even giving a test, you can put COVID down.
Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania just lost 200 people today that they had to take off those rolls because of that, believe it or not. So, Megan, listen, we got to run. The music's playing. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. Check it out. Megan Barth, always a pleasure to chat with you. You're one of the best. I appreciate it.
No worries, Lee. Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Out there in Las Vegas, she's live. She couldn't get to the strip, but it's always good to talk to her. She's great, fantastic, and we always enjoy that. All right, so we got to take one more break. Get to the top of the hour. We'll talk back with Wayne. Get down there on the street. Nitty gritty, down and dirty. We'll do that next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good.
These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.